the season's very tough, and it's talking to someone this morning, they were saying that Hobart's had an average rainfall this year, but the Hobart Airport is down, has had 6 inches less rain than Hobart itself. And we've had quite a bit less than Hobart Airport, so the impact's quite severe. I think so far we've only had about 12 inches of rain for the area, in the area this year. But the whole of Tasmania has had less rain, but when you're coming from such a low base as we've been, from a dry season last year, a dry spring last year, that cumulative effect really has an impact, and that's been seen in the fires we saw yesterday.
You've also got a farm at Buckland towards the east coast from here at Richmond. How's that faring?
That's doing it tougher than here. I don't keep the accurate rainfall figures up there, but the cumulative effect of dry seasons up there has got worse and worse, and we've had to yearly drop our numbers and to the stage where almost becoming a hobby farm, unfortunately. The viability of dry land grazing is just getting tougher and tougher.
But you're also on an irrigation scheme. You're the chairman of the advisory committee for the stages 1 and 2 of the South East Irrigation Scheme. So to what degree has irrigation been able to fill that gap?
This area wouldn't survive without irrigation. Once you become tooled up for irrigation, you rely on it, and that reliability of irrigation is so important. Stage one has had its water water restrictions placed on it this year of 20% of their allocation, and stage two is subject to the demands of Hobart water, of the water that flows to Hobart. So we are a lower priority than the domestic consumers of Hobart are. So therefore, we will be subject to conditions later on in the season. We are fortunate that in the 90s we split the irrigation scheme and made stage two, which was reliant on the Craigbourne Dam as a water supply, made that independent, and it sourced its water from the domestic water supply. If stage two was still relying on Craigbourne, Craigbourne would probably be empty by now. And so at the moment it's under 8,000 megalitres, and we are hoping to make that last for two seasons, this year and next year. On days like yesterday, I think we lose about 1,000 megalitres a year in evaporation from Craigbourne. And on a day like yesterday, you can imagine what the evaporation would be. So it's an interesting time as to where we sit in this whole water saga. It's quite scary. If we don't get another decent rain before within the next 2 or 3 weeks, it'll be quite serious conditions.
Are people talking drought?
I think most people are starting to accept that. We've heard about El Nino for a while, and at different times it seemed to sort of wind up and then wind down again. But of late it seems to be getting more serious, yes. Yeah.
Now, what about further around Tasmania? You mentioned it's dry in lots of places, but what's the grapevine telling you? Because clearly the east coast, right up the east coast, has been tough, and right through the Midlands as well.
Through the Midlands, I think everyone's had a below-average rainfall. I think the north and northwest are finding it much more difficult this year, and their higher rainfall gives them a fairly ideal climate. Once you move away from that position, well, obviously times get tougher, and there's more reliance on artificial means of applying water, which comes at a cost.
You mentioned you've reduced your stock numbers. Would that be by 10%, 20%?
At Buckland would be more than 20%, yes. Yeah, we would be down up there by 30-35% at least. This area, we've been able to offset our stock numbers, offset the rain with irrigation when it's available, but we're lucky enough to have three different water availability types. So we've got our own domestic dams, we've got Hobart wastewater, and then we've got the South East Irrigation Scheme from Stage 2. So we've got those three strings to our bow, which makes the whole situation much easier.
Well, Justin, we know that the weather forecast is really the longer-term forecast is for dry, not wet. So what practices can you put in place? How can you manage that going into the next summer?
Now, obviously, farmers will be getting rid of any surplus stock or any dry stock as soon as possible. The more fodder crops will probably be grown as a short-term means of feed if water is available. You know, we're trying to get as much out of any pastures as we can by trying to, you know, create extra fodder. But we do all pray for rain, and the rainfall is so speculative. It's like putting money on a roulette wheel, really. And as far as we're concerned, Hobart shows their next big opportunity, really. I mean, Hobart shows notorious for having its odd wet occasion, and so we do hope that we can benefit from that.